Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Hoss, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Coach Moore, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. So three straight wins, first time since 2022. The Saints put three in a row together, four of your last six. Rather than we got a lot of different directions we can go in. So you choose. You look at that final stat page, third down, you know, penalties, wherever you – what stood out to you on that final stat page that was important yesterday?
Yeah, I thought certainly third downs were a telling tale of this game. I thought, just from an efficiency standpoint, we did a really good job stopping them from, run the football. We knew they'd try and run it a lot. It felt like offensively we moved the ball pretty well, at times. And obviously there's some situational football stuff we got to get better at, and we got to take advantage of some – finish some drives with touchdowns. The impact I think that our guys had on that game was really awesome.
Yep, third down, 2 of 15 was the Jets. Also 2 of 4 on fourth down. So that's 4 of 19. You were 9 of 19. That's a sizable difference. They were 21% on third and fourth, and you were 47% on third and fourth. Was the plan kind of? I mean, Tyler was 32 of 49 for 308. Was it kind of the plan going in to kind of use maybe the short passing routes and, to have him throw it as much as he did, or things were just working?
I think games evolve. They take their own course. Certainly go into games with, the hope and goal of, run the football and play mixed downs. Felt like the passing game had a lot of positives. Felt like the tempo and him just finding completions. I thought Tyler did an excellent job of finding completions, both in the short game and in the intermediate. And so I thought credit to him.
Coach Moore, when I look at what happened yesterday, I take notes and I'm looking at the game. Instead of like a couple of pages of notes, I guess a good thing had like 4 pages. A number of highlights and all the game balls you had to give away. A very historical type game to close out the 2025 home slate. To do it in front of the home crowd, you look at Cam Jordan, Taysom Hill, all that was involved. No, this is a very historical game for the Saints organization.
Yeah, I thought, we put a lot of importance into this. This is our last opportunity to play at home in front of our fans in the dome. We've been able to win a couple of them at home, and so we wanted to finish off strong. And so I felt like I thought it was great energy in the dome. I thought the fans did an excellent job. They showed some resiliency, just like all of us, to kind of navigate this season the way we all have. I thought it was great energy, and I thought, some of our veteran guys just made some phenomenal contributions in this game, which is credit to those guys as the season's transpired for those guys to be playing the way they are. I think it's just a really, really special on those guys.
Now, Coach Moore, Hoss had asked you this about third down, and I thought that, okay, now we're playing complimentary football. The first game we really dominated on third down when you look at the numbers. We've always been outstanding third down defense. That was ridiculous. 2 of 15, they're only 13%. And that's winning football. 36.5% we've given up. And our offense, we need to get in the 40s. You want to be in the high 40s. We were 39.1% on the season, but 47%. I know you're emphasizing that because then you're controlling the ebb and flow of the game. And you look at the third down conversions. And that's why when you look at outstanding first downs, basically 2-1, 23-12. And then more than 2-1, you look total net yards, 412 to 195. I think this day and age, Boy, Coach Daly got to be really proud. Anytime you hold an NFL team under 200 yards, hell yeah, you should win. And we did convincingly win this game. I know it was close at half, but when you're doing that and you're holding an opponent under 200 yards total offense, you're definitely controlling the game.
Yeah, no question. I think from a defensive side, I think you credit, again, it's got to start with running the football. They got some really talented runners. They were going to try and run the football, do a good job in that regard, and then it allows you to rush the passer. And now the rush and coverage tie together. I thought our back end, you know, we had 8 sacks, and if you watch all those clips, look at the back end. The back end looks really good. They're covering things really well and providing our guys opportunities to get after the quarterback.
And, Coach, obviously, talk about Taysom Hill. It's been up and down for him, running the football, catching the football. But yesterday, it was like he was, I don't know, 30. We'll go back to 30. How about like that? Because he's still running to the wall for you. But just 1,000 yards receiving in his career, throwing the pass, running, and I think really kind of bouncing back after that first carry, which was 8 yards, but, you know, the ball comes out. Man, he really busted his butt to come back and make the most of that day.
Yeah, just an awesome game by Taysom. You know, again, you guys face resilient or face you know, challenging situations in this league. You got to respond the right way. I thought he responded just phenomenal. We asked him to do a lot of things, you know, just with our roster, the way everything's been moving. You know, he was involved with a lot of different things, from playing running back to playing quarterback to line up at, you know, tight end and receiver. He contributed in a lot of positive ways, and, you know, it's a really cool way to finish.
Now, Coach Warren, I look at this, and this could be your question and you be involved, or Mickey Loomis. How do you have the balance? Because you want your young players to work out and lead your team because you have years to come into the future. But when you have, like, mainstay players, like you got, like, Double D, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, and then Taysom Hill, when did you put them out to pasture, so to speak? Because they say, oh, I think they might have one more year in it. I mean, I think money definitely comes into play. But I'm looking at, I don't know, Cam Jordan's leading us in sacks this year, 8.5. He just surpassed the great Ricky Jackson I played with, the Dawn Patrol. Now look at DeMario Davis, what, the first time back-to-back seasons, over 125 tackles. We all know what Devontae David means for the Buccaneers. And you look Bobby Wagner, that's all household names. And then like 9 seasons in a row, he's had over 100 tackles. So I don't know, you could say, oh, we want to go young, but don't the young guy got to beat out the old guy? I mean, when I look at that.
Yeah, no question. I think when you look at this thing again, you know, creating an environment, creating a culture is ultimately, you're trying to create a winning culture. And so that's our whole goal and objective of this whole entire process. And so I think credit to our guys, credit to the locker room, credit to the people in this organization to keep battling through this entire season, to win a few games as of late. We only get 2 more opportunities, so we got to take advantage of those 2, finish off the right way, create those habits, those winning habits, those expectations. And then, you know, there's plenty of time to kind of handle all the stuff that comes in the future. But, you know, we think the world of these guys. These guys are playing really good football. Again, like you said, DeMario, Cam, Taysom, you can go on and on. These guys are playing really, really good football right now. And so, you know, they're as good as we can ask for.
Need to take a break. As Coach Moore said, 2 more at Tennessee this week and then at Atlanta to wrap it up. Take a break. This is a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Haas along with Bobby Hebert back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Mike Haas. And, Coach, you had four wide receivers up, and I understand you could put Taysom in any column you want to, but certainly for the Jets, you got to figure, all right, let's stop Olave. At least don't let Olave go out and beat us. And yet he has a career high, 16 targets, 10 receptions, 148 yards. And this is a young man who only played eight games last year. Because of injury, he's got eight touchdowns. That's a career high by three. Just talk about him and how he's kind of answered the call coming back from last year and the injuries.
Yeah, I think Chris has just had an awesome year. Getting better each and every opportunity. I think as you see the season's progressed, he's gotten better. And he's still, a younger player, so to speak, as far as different opportunities that he's going to have to grow. And I think, this was a great example. Again, a game of he certainly had a number of targets. He played a lot of different positions. His versatility showed up, play inside and outside, played a lot of snaps. And so I thought there was a lot of positives, and he made some big plays that had huge impacts on this game.
Coach Moore, when I look at we were playing the Jets, and I just look at all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. I was like, no, you never want to be in the minus category. You look at the Jets right now, they minus 18, the turnover margin, obviously, which is dead last. And I was saying, I don't know, I look at their special teams units, the coverage or the kicker, the punter and all that. But then you look at their return game, they were number one kickoff return and top 10, number eight, like punt return. Would you have going crazy on Coach Galliano if Williams would have ran, taken it to the house for a touchdown? I know they had a 42-yard return. I'm like, why are we kicking it to him? Because I think they played a game they only scored like an opponent kick return. So, I mean, I was like, I don't know, you could be hard-headed, but like, okay, we're going to show that we can cover him. But I was like, a 42-yard kick return? No, that's what they do best. that never crossed your mind. Oh, no, let's tackle him.
Yeah, we tried to get as much distance as we could on all those kicks. And so, they even returned a couple that are, certainly a few yards deep in the end zone. And so they were going to take some chances there. I thought Charlie was able to kick some, really deep and out of contention there for them. And so we knew the impact it could potentially have on this game based off how their season's gone. Their special teams had, a lot of positive plays for them.
Now, Coach Moore, looking at always look at this. Obviously, whether you're running the ball well or not, you still have to have the rushing attempts, and it could depend on the game. We had 25 rushing attempts, so always like 28 to 32, speaking in general. But I know, look at the injuries we've had at the running back position and who we utilize in fourth, fifth back, whatever. But and I was telling the fans this, that our average needs to be better. Now, they got to open up holes up front. It's a combination of running back and offensive line. We were outstanding on stopping the run. We only gave up 3.2 yards a carry. I think Breece Hall is a stud, but you look only 3.2, and then you look in the season, and we were giving up like 4.1, and we only getting 3.6. So I think we need to flip that. But then you look at the game, we were like 3.4, and we were 3.6 for the season. So, and this, the statement I made, if we can run the ball better, that means Chuck will be better. As a quarterback, if you can run the ball, that's a quarterback's best friend.
Yeah, no question. I think, certainly running the football is a goal and aspiration of ours. We got to do a better job there. Everyone's working at it. And, everyone wants the same goal here. We want to run the football a little bit better. Put ourselves in more favorable situations there, which will lead into some of the action game and some of the stuff that comes off of that. And again, being able to control a football game through the run game is obviously a really good formula. But, obviously credit to our defense. They did a really good job of stopping that. Like you said, Breece Hall, these guys were going to run the football. They were going to attempt the run, and he's a really talented runner in this league. And so he's had a ton of success before this.
So, Coach, I don't know how you keep how Charlie Smith keeps, you know, kind of increasing the next chapter of this movie, but he does. Pretty impressive. Signs a three-year deal. So he knows he needs to come out and have a solid game and does just that. 35, 49, 36, 50, 39. The only one he missed was that one before half from 61. And quite frankly, if you'd have showed me the list beforehand, I said, which one did he miss? I don't know if I'd have picked the 61. but just the kind of mindset, he knows, he watched what happened with Blake Rupe. He knows it's a week-by-week thing, and you just live week-by-week, but you got to be impressed.
Yeah, Charlie's just done an excellent job. I think, you know, a good example of what player development does to people. And so he's done an excellent job of taking advantage of this opportunity. I think he's done a lot of positive stuff in the kickoff game and certainly the field goal situation. And so obviously he had a really positive impact on this. We weren't able to, you know, finish some drives like the way we want. And so we end up with 3 points, and Charlie was able to knock him down.
Now, Coach Moore, I think actually this, if not every game, every other game, and we still have 2 games left in the season, getting off to a fast start. The question I have, what can you do maybe in the off season to address that? You know, when you break down the film, you know, the script, the first 12 or 15 plays, I don't know from an offense defensive perspective, but we've been outscored 109 to 29. It's almost 4-1. Is that something that, I mean, how do you address that? Because, I mean, I'm like, all I know is, I mean, you can't, come on, Taysom, don't fumble on the second play, whatever. But it's like we've been chasing points. And I know, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this. You've probably never been part of that much of a slow start, being outscored 109 to 29 in the first quarter.
Yeah, there's definitely frustration there. I think we obviously recognize, the slow starts we've had. We got to play better there. We got to find ourselves a better formula that allows us to be successful there, because there's a lot of positives in the back end. You know, those last 3 quarters, I feel like there's a lot of statistical positive things that have occurred because of that. But we got to start faster. We know if you get a lead in the dome, playing with our fans, that could be a really, really special place, and we just got to get there.
Need to take another break. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. We're back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, and moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing, first in service, and that would be Tennessee and Nashville. Both teams kind of mirror each other. Now, they're 3-12, but they were 0-4, then 1-5. They've won 2 of their last 3. So you can look at this a couple different ways. They were also up 9-6 at half over Kansas City, just like you were up 9-6, and then they win 26-9. So they've won 2 of their last 3. They've scored 31, 24, and 26 points in their last 3 games. So I know which way you're going to look at it. This is a team that you got to take very seriously.
Yeah, no question. This is a team that's gotten better each week, each opportunity they've had. They got some really talented players. To start with the offense, you got Cam Ward. He's getting better each and every week. He's going to be a big-time quarterback in this league. Tony Pollard, I was with him in Dallas. He can make big-time plays from the running back position. They got, they've invested a ton in the offensive line. Then on defense, they got some premier players. Their front, they've invested in heavily. They got one of the best interior defensive linemen in the entire NFL. And you can just tell they've gotten a lot better as the season's progressed.
Now, Coach Moore, do you have a direct line to the Weather Channel or whatever? Because you look, and not too many times the Saints play in inclement weather. Now, I know it's a lot could change. Look, Sunday, you look, you can talk to Syria, 5-day forecast, whatever. But, you look on Sunday, December the 28th. Does that dictate how you practice during the week and maybe the weather you could be dealing with? I mean, I was looking with Mike to tell you here, maybe 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, like 23 degrees, and it goes up to 61. That, you know what that reminds me of? Coach Moore, you know who got a break? The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing in Denver, and it's in the 60s at this time of the year. I was like, what? The Jaguars, Sean Payton's got to be thinking like, damn, it can't be cold for that Florida team. That could affect a game plan and what you do in Nashville depending on the weather.
I think you just have to be aware of it. Obviously, we've played a couple of weather games this year, certainly Miami and Tampa as of late. And so you have to make adjustments here and there as you go. But I thought our guys have handled it really well. They've handled the weather. We've spent plenty of time practicing, training in different weather conditions. And so, our guys will be fine.
Kellen, what I like, because you got to provide that veteran leadership, is that Justin Reed. All of a sudden he's hurt, he bounces back, he leads the team in tackles with 9, and I think he's like the older alpha dog in the secondary with the young secondary. And you got Alante Taylor being that young alpha. And just talk a little bit about Justin Reed. He had 9 total tackles. Then I look at Alante Taylor, 7 total tackles. He led the team with 5 unassisted. He ends up with a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. But you need that on the back end. You need him to play with a lot of confidence. And in all position groups, you got to have that one leader that, as a coach, you can count on. And, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And sometimes it has to be player to player versus coach to player as far as being held accountable to one another.
Yeah, it's been fun to see the progress our secondary's made. Some younger guys getting better each and every week, with mixed in with some veteran leadership, and what Alante's done. Getting another sack now. The sack leader for the Saints history from a cornerback position. He's done a really nice job, and then Justin's just a really steady veteran. He's been at this for a while. Going back to his days in Houston and Kansas City, and he's just the ultimate pro. If every young guy could just spend a day being around Justin Reed, they're going to become a better pro. And he's the ultimate competitor. He's the ultimate preparer. And he just does a really good job on Sundays.
And kind of stay at the safety position and talk about the flip end of that, which would be the rookie, Jonas Sanker. To me, just an outstanding tackler fundamentally. First off, he can put a big hit on you, but just has really good fundamentals. But, man, just the instinct, that the interception yesterday, he's got 2 on the year. I mean, I know I've talked to him, same thing with Quincy. I mean, they can't feel like rookies anymore, 1. And 2, this is so invaluable for what they will see down the road.
Yeah, they've ended up playing a ton of football this year, which is, going to be positive for their growth. Again, he's an impact player. He's very physical player coming out of the safety position, going and making tackles, making hits. He does an excellent job with that. And I think you can see from a pass game perspective, he's getting better. And so to have a couple turnovers now this year, certainly this last one, awesome recognition, big time play, had a huge impact on the game.
Now, Kellen, this is always intriguing me because, when you all of a sudden I'm the man in charge, I'm the head coach, you're putting a staff together. And when it's a defensive coordinator or different position groups, and when you have meetings, who you have a relationship with, network, and who you can trust. And to me, this is a perfect example of Coach Staley, and you probably talked with him. So what do you think about maybe these guys? And when I'm talking about like Chris Rump, you look at what he was able to do. I'm looking at Jonathan Bullard, Jonah Williams. Okay, I'm looking at Chris Rump, sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. Jonah Williams, sack. Looking at quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. And you look at Bullard. All of them being involved, what does that mean? I can't know everybody. I trust Brandon Staley in his opinion, and that has to go a long way when it all of a sudden, we can trust this guy, and then he comes to the team and it comes to fruition that, they're in the mix. They're part of us helping us win, because that changes year to year. And just talk a little bit about that, about how you communicate with your coaches and all, because you might be familiar with a player and he might say, coach, I'm telling you, Kellen, that this guy can play. We got to get him on the team.
Yeah, I think it's a really good example of just how you build rosters. We got a lot of people involved with this, and it's all of us working together for a common goal. And so our personnel department, led by Mickey and all the rest of those guys, do an excellent job of evaluating this whole entire league, all of college football, year in, year out, continue to be really ahead of things. And then, coaches naturally have exposure to certain players. And so those are really, really valuable experiences when guys have been at other spots. You can see some of the depth players that we've been able to add to our team, you know, there was ties to them. And I think that allowed us to have a ton of confidence that these guys would be ready when the opportunity presented itself. And, you know, certainly when you talk about the defense line, that edge rush group, there's a number of examples there that have been really positive for us.
Well, Coach, a few tweaks as expected this week. You'll have practice tomorrow since Thursday is Christmas Day. But best of luck. Three straight become four straight, and just, you know, keep stacking those W's, and happy holidays to you and the family.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.